morning, everyone. We're very blessed and happy today to have Pastor Gakunzi to join us and his family. Do you think we can welcome them? That would be nice. And, oh, stand up. Take a bow. There you go. Beautiful. Thank you. Let's pray. Lord, we gather this morning in your sanctuary to praise your name. We thank you, Lord, that you are God of heaven and earth. We thank you, Lord, for creating us. We thank you, Lord, for giving us breath. We thank you, Lord, for putting us in families. We thank you, Lord, for giving us friends. We thank you, Lord, that when we feel alone, we know that you are always with us and you will never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, Lord, that you meet our needs. We thank you, Lord, that you will always guide us and, Lord, that we don't need to worry about our purpose in this life because you've made it clear. You bought us for a price. You redeemed us with the blood of your one and only begotten Son on the cross. And Lord, because of that, you have made us your children. We thank you, Lord, for the resurrection unto everlasting life, that one day we will see you face to face and you will dry every tear from our eye, and you will be our God and we will be your people, and your dwelling place will be with us. And we thank you, Lord, that you have made us your partners in this mission to reach the world and the nations, to go to people of every tribe and nation. And Lord, we thank you that you have brought the nations to us. And Lord, today we remember before you all of our sick, all of our lonely, all of our poor, all of our depressed, all of those, Lord, who live in darkness and are lost. We lay them before your throne and we pray, Lord, use us to bring your good news to them. And we pray, Lord, that the good news would go forth from this service and it would change hearts and minds and eternities, and it would bring hope to the hopeless, and it would bring light into the darkness. And Lord, that we would be salt in this world that desperately needs preservation, salvation. And now, Lord, we commit this time to you. We've come to worship you. And no matter what's going on in our life, Lord, we give you thanks because you are God and you are worthy of our praise. And now, Lord, receive this praise, for we offer it in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Let's stand and worship the Lord.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We are so happy to be here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
We have the sunshine now. And we thank God for that. Maybe there are people who did not have a sunshine this morning. But God has provided it to us. And that's a blessing from God this morning. This morning, there is a word that God gave me to speak to you. And when God gives a word, he has his own way to reveal it to people. Because God loves people who love him. And he also loves people who don't love him. God loves everyone. But not everyone who loves God. And today we are going to speak about the power that free people. The power that can free you. And what is that power that can make you free?
impamvu tuvuga ngo imbaraga zibohora abantu hariho abantu baboshwa.
And the reason why we are speaking about the power that free people, it's because we have people who are captive.
Ubwo rero hagomba kubaho ijambo ry'Imana ribohora abantu kuko ari abantu baboshywe n'ubungu.
And there has to be a word of God that can bring people from the captivity.
Ni izihe mbaraga zituma umuntu abohoka?
And what is that power that can free people?
Ubohoka mu mirimo yawe ukora.
That can make you free in your work.
Umutima wawe ukabohoka.
Your heart.
Ubwenge bwawe ukabohoka.
Your knowledge.
Ubutunzi bwawe ukabohoka.
Your wealth.
Ijambo rya mbere.
The first word is to know the love of Jesus Christ. John chapter 3. John chapter 3.
Haravuga ngo hane hane chapter 3 Yohana kwa rwa gatatu wa Yohana bana ngo ngo
third letter of John chapter 3
Haravuga ngo nimurebe urukundo Imana yadukunze.
And the Bible says, for God loved the world. The third letter of John, chapter 3. I forgot my English Bible. Can I borrow one?
Yes.
Third John.
Haratubwira imbaraga zituma abantu babohoka.
Talks about the power that free people.
Navuze ngo n'urukundo rw'Imana rwo rutuma abantu bamenya babohoka.
And the love of Jesus Christ make us free.
Haravuga ngo nimurebe urukundo rw'Imana Imana yadukunze.
And the Bible says on 3 John chapter 3, the Bible says how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us, that it did not know Him. That love made us to become the children of God.
Ntabwo twabaye abana b'Imana gusa ariko hariho imbaraga zatumye tuba abana b'Imana.
We did not become children of God, but there is a power that made us children of God.
Nuko twamenye urwo rukundo Imana yadukunze.
And the reason why we became children of God is because we knew the love that He showed us.
Kandi uru rukundo rw'Imana rutuma umuntu yibagirwa ikintu.
And the love of Jesus makes us to forget even what we went through. Even if somebody might did something wrong to you, but because of the love of Jesus, you forget what He has done or she has done to you. The second thing, the love of God, because of that power, we become free. When Paul was in Saul, he killed the people of God. He killed people who were speaking about Jesus. And he was still in the captivity. But before he received Jesus Christ, they were saying, Saul is coming. And the people who knew Jesus Christ were hiding because they heard the name Saul. And they were hiding. But when Saul took his way to Damascus, on his way, the Holy Spirit fell on him. And he was surrounded by the Holy Spirit. The light that came from heaven. And he heard a voice say, Saul, why are you killing my people? Then he bowed down. He couldn't even see. He became blind. And that's when he became Paul again. And he accepted to be free. And the light came in him. The voice of God spoke to him. And he knew the love of Jesus Christ. And God spoke to
Ananias.
Go and pray for Paul. And Ananias said, I know that man, he's not a good man. And God told him, he is free now. I sent the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit made him free. Paul is a free man now. He's a good man now. And God spoke to him that there is a power that is going to use him. And the power will save people. The love of Jesus Christ. The power that made him free as Saul. And the power freed him as Paul as well. In Damascus, he was Saul. In Philippians, he was Paul. When they put him in jail because of the word of God that he was preaching, the Bible says he prayed at night and he sang and God heard him. And God sent the power that broke the doors and the doors were open and he became free. He got saved. And people who were in jail got saved. The guard who was at the jail got saved. And he received the love of Jesus that day. The love of God makes us free. Stephen, when they stoned him, and because he was preaching the gospel, please do not think that the gospel that we are preaching today, don't take it as a history.
No.
This is the history. This is something that happened. But even today, not everybody accepted Jesus Christ. The people who stoned Stephen, they are still alive even today. And they can stone us as well, the people who preach the gospel. There are people who you can tell that Jesus saves, and you will be separated with them that same day. She or he was your best friend, but the friendship will be separated. We still have people like those who stoned Stephen. And when they stoned him, I'm speaking to you the power that free. He told a word that says that you killed Jesus Christ, who came from heaven. He healed sick people. He healed blind people. The lamb walk. But you killed him. You did not obey Abraham. Abraham, God brought him from his own country, and he brought him to the promised land. And you came from Abraham's generation, but you did not obey the word of God. And they were ashamed, and they stoned him. When they were throwing stones on him, he was bleeding, and he kneeled down and said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing." The power of God, the power of God helps you to forget what people have done to you, and you become free. Stephen was free and prayed that God can forgive people who did wrong to him, because of the love of Jesus Christ that he kept in his heart. Nothing else can free you unless the love of God. When Jesus was at the cross, he spoke 7 words. After they have beaten him, he was bleeding. Nobody could feel the pain that he had. And he said, "Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they have done. They don't know who I am. They don't know who they beat. They don't know who they are going to kill." But he said, "This blood, let this blood be in their hearts, so that it can become a power that will free them, so that it can be the power that will save them, so that it can be the power that will open their eyes." And he said, the blood that came from head, my head,
yoze ubwenge bwabo,
to wash their knowledge and wisdom.
Amaraso yanze yavuye mu mutima.
My blood that came from my heart, so that my word can be in their hearts. The blood that came from my feet, so that they can walk and preach the gospel. The blood that came from my mouth, so that they can sing songs that will bless people. We sang here today.
Glory, glory, glory.
We sang glory, glory, glory.
Niko Yesu yavuze ngo amaraso yavuye mu kanwa.
That's how Jesus spoke to them. My blood that came from my mouth.
Yesu yavuye amaraso mu mutwe.
God, their blood came from his head.
Yavuye mu gituza.
In his chest.
Yavuye mu maboko.
His arms.
Yavuye maguru.
His legs.
Yarafite ibisobanuro.
All that blood had the meaning.
Kumva ijambo ry'Imana.
Please listen the word of God.
Tubike ijambo ry'Imana.
Keep the word of God.
Dukorere Imana amaboko yacu.
Walk for God. Go and preach the gospel. Sing the praise of him. The power of God helps us to know the future. It helps us to know where we are going. The reason why you made it this morning, I see we have people maybe who did not want to get up this morning. Maybe you wanted to have a long sleep. To have some rest. But you did not do it. It's because you wanted to learn about your future. You wanted to know where you're going. You want to have a better future. You want to know where you will be living after here. You want to know where Jesus is. And that's where we are going. Jesus said, I am going to prepare. John chapter 14. He said, I am going to prepare a better place where you will be living. The place where I am living. The place where I am living with God. Where the Spirit of God lives. Where angels live praising God. Where angels live praising God.
The four.
Okay, let's read John chapter 14. John chapter
3:14.
Where God lives, that's where we will be living also. And that's where we are going. And that's where our hearts want to be. Jesus said, I am leaving you with peace. Not peace that people can give you. People are searching, are looking for peace. Countries are looking for peace. Everyone wants peace. But the peace that we are looking is for a short period of time. But Jesus said, I left peace with you. Peace that people will never give you. Peace that wise people will not be able to give you. I said that there are other powers that makes you not think about your value and not think about who you are. I am speaking what you are saying. The power that make you not to think about your value.
Yes.
Jesus. He did not think about who he was, his value on earth. God was a value man. He created earth. He created us. But he did not think about who he was. The Bible says they sat down with God and the Holy Spirit and they said, let's create a man. They created a man. After they have created a man, God who created the man, and he came and died so that he can save that man again. The value that he had of creating a man, he didn't see it as a big thing, but God died for you. He did not think about his value. After you have received the love of God, and your heart is filled with the love of God, you don't think who you are. You don't think about who you are. You don't think about your wisdom. You don't think about your wealth. You don't think about your house. You don't think about who you are.
But
Jesus became humble. He humbled and he was God. They stoned him. He fell down and prayed. He was bleeding, and nobody could feel the pain because he did not think about his value, who he was. We are going to heaven because we knew the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We will go to heaven because we knew the love of Jesus Christ. Because we knew the value of Jesus Christ. Because we knew the power of Jesus Christ. Because we did not think of who we are. Because of forgiving those who did wrong to us. Because of not looking of what we are seeing. Because of not listening to what people are saying. To give the word of God value, to value the word of God in our hearts, to give God the first place. That's why we will go to heaven. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Let us know the value of your love. Let us keep your word in our hearts. Your word to be the power that can free us, so we can have good names, so we can have changed names. Saul to become Paul. We ask you to change our names in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.